Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. We talked about the crucifixion of Jesus according to Islam in previous programs. And we discovered that because of the vague, limited, and the contradictory verses in the Quran, Muslim scholars are unsure about the end of the life of Jesus on earth. They disagree about whether he died on earth, then raised to heaven, or was raised alive to heaven without dying at all. Since these scholars have no definitive evidence or specific information regarding the circumstances of the crucifixion, their differing conclusions, which is based on verses from the Quran, involve speculation and theory. There is a lot of confusion among Muslim scholars, which I talked about in previous programs. Now, we start talking about the crucifixion of Jesus according to the gospel. For nearly 2,000 years, all true followers of Christ throughout the world have believed in the crucifixion, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Because of the clear testimonies in the Bible to these facts, Old Testament and the New Testament. And because the Bible records the testimony of eyewitnesses. My friend, Jesus' death is directly mentioned more than 150 times in the New Testament. Let me give you an example. The Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 27, verse 50. And the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19, verse 30, and 33 to 35, according to Luke, chapter 23, verse 46. This is very clear in the Bible. Jesus' death, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. Now, Muslims say the Quran tells us that it appeared to the Jews that they crucified Jesus. But the person who was arrested and crucified was somebody that actually looked like Jesus, but he was not Jesus, actually. Well, my friend, it is not rational to believe the claim. Share that with your Muslim friend. It is not rational to believe the claim made more than 600 years after Christ's crucifixion that the person crucified was not Christ, but rather someone else who looked exactly like Jesus Christ. This is one of the best jokes I ever heard in my life. This is ridiculous, actually. An analogy would be if a man were to come hundreds of years from now and tell the world that the person assassinated in America in the 20th century was not actually Martin Luther King Jr. himself, but rather someone who looked exactly like him. Everybody will laugh at that person. Furthermore, if the biblical and the other historic records of the crucifixion had been untrue, if that is proven to be untrue, we would expect the Quran to have many verses stating that Jesus did not die on the cross. Because Muslim scholars actually claim that the Quran came to give us the final revelation. However, the amazing truth is that in more than 6,000 Quranic verses, there is not a single one, not even one, that clearly refutes Jesus' crucifixion. There is not one verse, and I studied the Quran all my life, and I studied it in law school when I was preparing to be a defense lawyer in Egypt, 4 years, every year, couple of thousand pages. There is not one verse indicates that the gospel was incorrect on this point. Okay? All right. Jesus, my Muslim friend, actually is a perfect example of the person who surrender and submit his life to God. And of course, Muslims say, we are Muslim. Muslim means the one who surrenders and submit to God. Well, if you want to know what a man looks like who is absolutely submitted to God, look to Jesus, my friend. Jesus was a perfect man. His crucifixion actually demonstrates the meaning of the word Muslim. This is funny. Jesus obeyed God the Father to the end. Note that Jesus submitted himself to the will of his Father, leading him to the cross, to be slaughtered, to be sacrificed. Just as Abraham's son submitted himself to the will of his father, Abraham, leading him to the altar to be sacrificed. The crucifixion of Jesus, my friend, represents the ultimate surrender to the will of God. Jesus said, I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. With humility, my friend, we as followers of Christ view the crucifixion as the reason for giving the greatest honor to Jesus, who willingly took our place and punishment on the cross. We also stand in awe at the power of God in raising Jesus from the dead and accomplishing our salvation. My friend, Jesus taught his followers what true submission to God really is. And actually, Jesus prayed that God's kingdom will come and God's will be done here on earth. It is done in heaven, and taught us to pray this prayer in the gospel according to his disciple Matthew chapter 6. Jesus taught us not to live for ourselves, but to live to please God, to give God our lives 100%, 24 hours, 7 days a week, to give God our hearts, emotions, thoughts, will, ambitions, goals, dreams, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. My friend, when you follow Jesus, you will be the best person who submit his life to God. And I want to mention to you here something very important. Because of the fact that prophecies which were written in the Bible, in the Old Testament, about Jesus, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, and we saw that these prophecies were fulfilled when Jesus came to earth. My friend, since all these prophecies that predicted Jesus' life, Jesus' death and resurrection were fulfilled, then you can be sure that all the wonderful promises God gave us in the Bible is true. You can be sure that everything is written in the gospel about Jesus is true. And Jesus, my friend, promised you and said, he who believes in me have eternal life. My friend, I invite you right now to pray with me, if you mean it from your heart, these words. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I put my faith in Jesus, that he suffered and was crucified for my sins, to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. God, I want to be your child. I want to be saved. I want to know I am going to heaven. God, Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart, Jesus. I recognize now that you are my Lord and Savior. You are God manifested in human flesh. You are my Savior, my only Savior. Thank you, God, for your passionate love toward me. In Jesus' name, I pray. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you and laugh with you and rejoice. And would love to send you some free materials and perhaps guide you to a good Bible teaching, a church close to you, and rejoice with you. God's peace with you. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with His presence. God will guide us to deny ourselves completely, to let Christ live in us, rule in our hearts and minds, and use our lives to communicate His love and to communicate Jesus in the most understandable way to multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.